Interview with Mrs. Barbara Brown for Alabama History.
Okay. When and where were you born?
I was born in Blount County, August 17th, 1915.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Blount County.
What was your family like?
I had a very large family, a very poor family, but we had a lot of love. I'm the oldest of 9 children, 5 of whom are still living, and we get together several times a year and have a happy, good time.
What do you remember most about your childhood?
Just growing up in general and the things that we did for recreation. Our parents were with us a lot, and we would go hunt hickory nuts in the fall of the year, and we picked berries, and we were a very together family, and it was a struggle, but we always had plenty to eat and plenty to wear, and I always enjoyed going to school.
How did the ending of World War I affect your family?
Well, I had an uncle. My mother's only brother had to go overseas, and at one time he was given up for lost. And when he came home, I remember all the crying and a little praying and some shouting. I was around 5, I think, when that happened. It was a very happy time for all of us. I was an only child at that time.
Okay. Did your mom have to go to work during World War I?
No.
Was your father in World War I?
No.
Do you remember the day the stock market crashed in 1929?
Only about reading about it. We lived in the country. We did take the Atlanta Tri-Weekly Constitution, a newspaper out of Atlanta, which came 3 times a week. And that's how we received our news. We had no radio at that time.
Did it affect your family in any way?
No.
How did life change in the community from the Depression?
Really, we couldn't... everybody was poor, and we couldn't... tell much change, because growing everything at home and living at home and all, it didn't, it was bad, but it really didn't affect us like it did. We had some friends who lived in the city, and it was very hard and tough on them, but we lived at home and we didn't feel the pinch that much.
How did the Depression affect your schooling?
It had no effect on my schooling.
Did you go to college during the Depression?
I started college in 1937, but I was on a full scholarship at Sneed in Boaz. So my food and room and board and tuition, everything was paid in full. That scholarship was based on 3 things: ability, character, and need. So they just went by 2 things, character and me. And I needed it more than anybody else.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Sneed and then to Jacksonville, off and on 3 years, and then the University of Alabama.
What was college life like?
Very strict. I lived in the dormitory at Sneed, and our dorm mother, we called Ma Hendricks and Pa Hendricks, and they were really like kin folks to us, more like an uncle and aunt, but we called them Ma and Pa. And the boys would walk the girls home and stand out around the dormitory, and in her sweet little voice, Ma Hendricks would come out on the porch, the veranda, she called it, And she'd say, "Good night, boys." "Good night, Ma Hendricks," and then turn and leave. And there was no smoking. Smoking was strictly out of it. And so there's just so many things that's allowable now that were not permissible at all at that time.
When did you graduate from college?
Well, in 1948 from Jacksonville with my bachelor's degree.
Did you meet your husband at college?
No. I met him at his grandparents' house when we were each 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
I never had eyes for anybody else.
Did he like you tagging along when you guys were seven?
Well, we just saw each other when families visited. The families were good friends, and we would his family would visit my family. Our grandparents were good friends. Incidentally, his grandfather Brown was a Primitive Baptist, very strong, and my grandfather Phillips was a member of the Church of Christ, and they were great friends. And my granddaddy, after my grandmother had passed away, he would stay a while with us, and he'd come in and say, "I'm going over to Brother Brown's. He wants me to come over and spend the night." Well, they'd throw another log on the fire, and they would talk Bible and religion. They disagreed, but yet they remained, they never became angry, and they remained good friends. But neither of them ever converted the other one to their belief. But it was odd how they could discuss Bible so long, and so many people get upset, but they didn't. They just remained steady, good friends.
That's neat. When did you get married?
November the 17th, 1959. Wait just a minute. 1939. Yes, yeah, Sunday will be our 57th anniversary. Sunday, November the 17th.
Where did you get your master's degree?
University of Alabama.
Why did you pick teaching as a career?
Being the oldest of so many children, I played school a lot with them, and it's just sort of like a calling with me, something I've always enjoyed doing. I still enjoy teaching. I teach craft class to campers and senior citizen groups. I still enjoy teaching.
What kind of students did you teach?
My first year I had sixth grades, and out in the country, we had no electricity out there, and had the little coal stove in the schoolroom, and that was my most profitable year, I think, of teaching, because I had two girls in the sixth grade who were extremely smart, and I had four boys in the sixth grade, and I had a total of 28. But the girls would get a little bit bored because, see, I had so much time to spend with the other groups. And I would let them in the afternoon work with my four first graders and second graders, kept everybody busy. But those children listened to everything that was going on. And I taught all the parts of speech to my sixth grade. It was in our little English book, and so they learned it thoroughly. Well, it was not unusual for a fourth grader, when I would ask a question, and see who all would respond by raising their hand. And it was nothing unusual for a fourth grader to raise their hand, and I'd call on them to answer. So the fourth grade, a few of them knew the parts of speech. Just they learned from each other. Mm-hmm. I taught all the math classes at the same time. It was a challenge, but I learned from it too.
Were all your students white at the time?
Yes. This was in 1939-40.
Did you spank the students, or did you send them to the office?
I was the principal. I was the only teacher. Incidentally, salary-wise, the going salary for a classroom teacher in my category was $60 a month. So being my own principal, I got a raise. I was paid $65 a month. So the old song, I was my own grandpa, fitting for that.
Was it your salary enough to make ends meet?
Oh, yes, that it was sufficient at that time.
Were you teaching during the start of World War II?
Yes, I was teaching third grade at Walnut Park in Alabama City.
How did the war affect you personally?
My only brother had to go, and he was quite ill in England. And at one time, we thought we'd never see him again. But fortunately, the good Lord took care of him, and he got well and came back to us. And then probably my husband would get a draft notice, and he passed all the tests and everything, but his work was classified as essential. So he would get a 90-day deferment. At the end of 90 days, he'd be recalled. And then he was working at Goodyear. And Goodyear would get him a 90-day deferment again. So it was on and off like that. We never knew when he would have to be go into duty. His two brothers, both of his brothers had to go. But he worked day and night. Every time they wanted him, he's worked double shifts several times.
Did the war affect your teaching in any way?
I can't tell that it did.
Did you have to follow any special rules during the war, like blackouts and rubber drives?
We had a few blackouts, and we lived at Anniston part of the time when Carl was working at Bynum, and we had to dispose of our garbage quite differently. The tin cans had to be rinsed out and opened at each end and flattened, and everything had to be compacted and in a small container. We didn't just throw things loosely like we do now.
What do you remember most about teaching during this time?
Well, several of the children had parents in the war, and they would bring letters and pictures and things like that to share with all of us, and I made time for them to share that, and we talked about it and how that when they grew up maybe they would become leaders, that we wouldn't have to go through that sort of thing.
Were there any shortages, like food or rubber?
Oh, yes, shortages of just about every hand. Everything rationed, and you had to sign up and get little coupons. Gasoline was rationed. Talking about ride sharing, I think my husband carried about five people with him to work, and then he would ride and exchange rides.
How did you feel about President Truman dropping the atomic bomb on Japan?
Well, at the time I was so tired of seeing and hearing what I did. We only had radio at that time, but heard enough that I was tired of it. And at that time, I felt like that was the only thing that could be done. And I guess I haven't changed. War is war, and I guess I haven't changed my feelings about it too much because they started it. I don't believe in eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, but no telling how long it would have gone on. More lives been lost, maybe. So thinking now, I believe he did the right thing.
Did the Korean War affect you in any way?
Not except empathy to my friends and all. I had no direct, nobody in my family was called.